turundusuudised.
And we move on to trendwatching.com and we are going to talk about the next trend for this 2015 that has started or began some time ago. So the trend we are talking today, it's called fast laning. And this is actually to talk it shortly. It's about something that people are starting to show their needs. They want to get things quicker. And the companies, we are talking about Taco Bell, we are talking about Starbucks, we are talking about Hilton Hotels change. They all are started to find a ways to bring in some applications to the to smartphones or something else similar to give their clients to their best clients opportunities to actually shorten the times they used to wait for a service or for a good before and actually we have here many examples. And what I actually like the first was this this hotel example, when then you go to this Hilton hotel change and if you are their good customer already, so they just give you application and you don't have to wait for somebody to give you a key. You can open the doors with your own mobile phone. So actually the idea of this fast laning is to shorten the time we are staying in different lines. So this is a trend. So what do you think? What else could we do to do the same here in Estonia, in UK, wherever? How to shorten those lines?
Well, if I can be perfectly honest with you.
Of course. we invite only honest people to our show, so.
The whole concept makes me feel just a little bit uncomfortable.
Really?
You are so old-fashioned. You want to stay in lines and wait more?
But we're big queuers.
Okay.
But, I can't help it. It does just make me feel a little bit uncomfortable because you think, okay, right, I see the whole loyalty thing. Yes, you're a loyal customer, therefore you win getting a little bit further ahead, and that seems good. And also, you know, the association with the games, and if you win a little bit, you have an app and it's a game and you win a bit and then you go a bit further. Kind of see that as well. I get a little bit concerned that it ends up being a bit more rich, poor divide. It's a little bit more where you can afford to go and do that or you've got a queue. And I don't know, there's something about it that just...
Okay, it puts people in different groups. This is what actually you don't like, yeah?
It's reinforcing that kind of class structure between the wealthy and the not so wealthy, and it has the potential, after all, to be that, and that does concern me a little bit.
So thank you for your honest answer, Anu.
That you want the fibbing answer.
What does Anu think?
I wanted to comment that it's something what we feel in our business. And so we are an institute, we provide trainings, and we have a lot of people who want to come to our trainings. And what we have understood during the 2014, and we see it move on better and better, is the instant chat on our homepage. It means that people who come there, they just not are the kind of receivers, but we can actively say hello to them, ask how we can help, and really find out the people who need help. And it has helped a lot because, you know, they have a lot of confusions. Should I come to this training or another one? Is my company suiting? Do I have a right background? Whatever questions they have. And sending an email takes some time. You have some additional lines you have to fill and so on and so on. And getting a response takes also some time. And it's so funny that there are people just in the middle of the workday, they want the answers now. And if they get it, they can make a decision in 5 minutes. But exchanging several emails, they just, I don't know, cool down or whatever happens, and it's much more difficult to bring them to the decision that yes, this is the right for them. So we have tested it a bit, and I really hope that it's growing bigger and bigger. We really can be more intimate and responsive, and I really hope because this is something that kind of the fast laning means for me, and I really hope a lot from this this trend.
Well, I think that's right. You know, when you use words like intimate and responsive, and what you're talking about seems to me to be more to do with accessibility.
Yeah, that's
then,
true.
Then I think that is a good thing. that accessibility, I completely agree. Is that if you're moving towards nobody being in a queue, great.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Or if you have a queue, it's a fun place to stay at, yes. to play or something connected with gamification. So why not? Yeah.
Yes. Exactly that. So,
but as a loyal customer, I want to say now.
As
finally,
a loyal customer, yes, you want a different.
Yes. As a loyal customer who has never enough time to stay in any queue, I'm always wondering why should I stay in the queue, because I've been here yesterday and they know me already. And why is it that somebody is standing in front of me that is probably here first time and is taking away my precious time, so I need my cue and I has to be first. So therefore, I love this trend. This is my final point.